All right, guys, what's going on? Back at you with another episode of Quarantine Football. Like always, I'm your co-host, Ryan, with you guys today. I hope everyone is having a great, great day. Thankfully, I got my co-host, Nate, with us today as well. What's going on, Nate? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing pretty well. Glad to be back on another episode. You know, obviously, my schedule's freeing up a bit. Been able to do a few more episodes lately. So, yeah, I'm just glad to be here.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, very happy to have you on the show today. Like always, always a pleasure being able to talk with you and do these episodes day in and day out. But with that, we have a very special guest on the show today, Temple commit Andrew Garlow. What's going on, Andrew? How are you doing today, man?
What's up? Thank you. This is a pleasure just being on here and talking to you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, man. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today and talk about your football experience with Nate and I today. Starting off, first question that we like to start out with asking all of our guests on the show is, why did you start to play football, and more specifically, why cornerback?
I mean, at a young age, I played every other sport but football. My parents just thought it was too physical, and then I was good at, like, basketball and stuff. So my friend's mom actually came over to my mom and convinced her. So I didn't even start to like the end of sixth grade. And at a younger age, I played like running back and I played like linebacker. But now at the college level, like I skinnied out and I got fast and just showed I could cover in all my skills. So I got moved over to the corner.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you talked about starting off at running back and linebacker, and those are definitely different positions. You know, you're closer to the line of scrimmage. You're more involved in like the run game, stuff like that. But as a corner, you know, you're put into some moments that are really game-changing, sometimes even game-deciding plays where you just need to make that late play, pass breakup, interception, stuff like that. So how does that kind of pressure really shape you as a player?
Yeah, I love the pressure, actually. I love to compete. Anything with competing, I'm all for. I love being on the island. I love playing man-to-man coverage. Temple plays a lot of that, so I'll be able to play on island. I love being physical, so all those aspects, like, checked out.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you mentioned how you love being on that island, being that man-to-man coverage. Personally for you, what are your favorite, you know, type of wide receivers to go up against in a man-to-man coverage? You like playing against the physical guys or kind of like the speedy guys?
I like playing against the physical guys because I'm like a physical guy too. So it just brings the best out of us. The speed guys, actually, they're harder to cover in my opinion, but I'll guard anyone. It doesn't really matter. Anyone that steps in front of me, I'm going to compete to my fullest.
Hey, that's definitely, you know, the mindset right there, you know, being able to go up against anybody and everybody on the field, you know, definitely some awesome stuff. And, you know, staying on the topic of talking about playing cornerback, you know, obviously for average fans, all we kind of see for defensive players is, you know, getting the sacks, getting the interception, stuff like that. But obviously there's a lot more to playing defense and cornerback. What would you say is the hardest thing about playing your position that a lot of average fans don't really, you know, kind of think about?
I mean, the biggest thing to me is we're literally backpedaling, like backwards running, and the receiver is running full speed. So we have to do that at top speed and still be able to cover the fastest athletes on the field. So that's very, very hard to do. Very, very hard.
Yeah, that's definitely a pretty hard thing to do, you know, when you're running backwards and the other person's running forwards. You know, it's hard to keep up with that kind of thing. But to kind of go off of that, you know, like I said before, you're put into those like pressure situations. Obviously, like you said, you're just backpedaling all the time. You know, when you're kind of in that situation in a game, how do you kind of calm your butterflies before the game? You know, do you get those butterflies before the game? Do you get nervous? And if so, how do you calm that?
I get nervous. Sometimes I get nervous in a good way though, not in like a bad way. But I just listen to music before the game. I'm very prepared before the game, so I watch a lot of film and stuff. So I'm very confident. After I make a couple plays, I'm eased into the game. Everything goes away.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you mentioned that you like to listen to music before the game. You got any favorite artists that you like to tune into?
Yeah, I love Meek Mill. Love listening to Meek Mill before the game. It's a go-to. I love NBA Youngboy. I love Lil Uzi. So that's my top three.
You know, I want to say something. Whenever we ask guys this question, one guy that we always hear is Lil Baby. And I'm very surprised that, you know, okay. Lil Baby. You love Lil Baby too?
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, he's definitely one of them. Got to go.
And I mean, Lil Baby, in my opinion, is the best rapper out there. And Meek Mill as well. He's absolutely incredible. And that makes sense for you, obviously being from Pennsylvania. He's a big Philly guy. Also, kind of staying on the topic of PA, committed to Temple, one of the best colleges in PA. What overall influenced your decision to commit to Temple and spend the next 4 years there?
Temple gets people drafted year in, year out, definitely at the cornerback position, like Rakeem Sims, he's on the Colts. So, but me, I just, when I'm going to go in there, compete, their defense is all about toughness. So the corners play with a chippy edge on the shoulder, just like how I play. They just have a lot of dogs. And it's 20 minutes literally from my house. I'm located right outside of Philadelphia. So my parents get to come and see me anytime they want to, see any game anytime they want to. And that's a big part. I'm all into family. So as long as I have them behind my back, I'll be fine.
Yeah, 100%. All those factors that make a lot of sense. And you talked about those corners coming out of Temple. One name that comes to mind, like Rock Ya-Sin, with the Colts. And some other things that I'm thinking about are those guys. The defensive backs at Temple are already really good. Is there anyone on Temple that you're really looking forward to playing with next year?
No, I just can't wait to compete with the guys in my class. Just win that battle first of all, and then I'll win that battle with the other players up there. So I'm just gonna go in day one, just ready to compete, ready to grind with anyone. I'm just
Yeah,
gonna
one.
bring that out of anyone I go up against.
Yeah, absolutely. This your competitive drive, it seems really strong, and that's definitely a big thing. And kind of going off that topic of competitive drive, one of the biggest things that you need to be driven for is if your end goal is to make the NFL. You were talking about some of those Temple guys that eventually ended up in the NFL. Is that your end goal to end up in the NFL in the big leagues?
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. I'm just gonna take everything by its time. I'm gonna just enjoy the process. If I do everything exactly how I do, enjoy the process, stay ready, stay focused, trust the grind. That's the ultimate goal. That's the goal since I started playing the game of football. Just for myself and my family, just putting them in a better position, putting myself in a better position.
Yeah, 100%, man. And kind of staying on the topic of getting ready for the NFL. At Temple, you have the absolute privilege of playing in Lincoln Financial Field, which is also home to the Philadelphia Eagles. Do you look forward to playing in such a big stadium like Lincoln Financial?
I can't wait. I just can't wait. Just because we'll be playing there, I know a lot of their like guys will come out and just see us. A lot of their coaches just watch us, or their analysts and stuff. So it's a very, very, very good opportunity. I just have to make the most of it.
Yeah, definitely. And kind of staying on the topic of big stadiums and crazy atmosphere. In high school, did you what was the craziest atmosphere that you played in throughout your entire high school career?
It had to be definitely semi-final game my sophomore year versus North Schuylkill. They had a kid actually, he's in the class above me. He's up at Penn State. He was a really good player. They had a really big fan like crew. It was only a 28-14 game. It was a competitive game all throughout, and that was definitely by far that game.
Yeah, definitely. You talked about that matchup. You talked about the intensity, the atmosphere of the matchup. Is there anyone that you're really looking forward to playing against once you get to Temple? Like any team that's really on your on the horizon there?
I mean, Cincinnati is a really good team. They have really good athletes. Just going up against them, Memphis got really good receivers. The league's a very quick, fast-paced league. They throw the ball a lot, so it's just opportunity after opportunity to make a lot of plays. And I just can't wait to go up and do that.
Yeah, definitely. That Temple Cincinnati matchup, it's a huge one for sure. And then to kind of go off that, at the next level, you were talking about your end goal being to make the NFL. And is there anyone at the next level that you really model your game after? Like any specific corner that's really someone that's an inspiration for you?
Definitely Jalen Ramsey by far. Yeah, by far. We're both big, physical, like to come down and downhill full speed. He's a really good man coverage corner and he talks a lot. And that just defines me.
Would you say that on the field you're that one cornerback who is always talking trash to the receivers trying to get in their
Yeah,
head?
I mean, yeah, I guess so. It's a good and it's a good thing. Just anything that could get the receiver off his game. If he's just worrying about me a little bit, he can make a mistake, anything. I mean, any mental breakdown, perfect for a DB. Perfect.
Oh, 100%. I agree with you there. I always like seeing the feud on the field between DBs and wide receivers. Always very entertaining, at least for fans to watch that. Another question that I wanted to talk about is obviously at college. You know, there's a lot to do. What do you look forward to most at Temple doing outside of football?
Outside of football, I mean, it's a major city. There's a lot of opportunities. Can just make the best out of it. It's a great school nonetheless. It's getting a good degree. And then setting my life after football is definitely a big, big, big opportunity I'm looking up to doing.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, talking about kind of the broader perspective, like your life outside of football, there are definitely a lot of lessons from football. Just from the guys we've talked to before, there are a lot of lessons from football that you could take and apply to your normal life. And I think that being a cornerback, that's even more intensified because you could often your mistakes get really scrutinized. You know, you get burned deep and all of a sudden everybody's on you. So I was just wondering, you know, how have those mistakes you've made on the football field really helped you grow as a player and as a person?
Definitely a lot, just because it's just next play, I guess. That's just like in life, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. It's what you do, what's next, not what you did before. You just got to better yourself as a person, better yourself on the field. Just when you make a mistake, just get up, keep your head up, and just go at it 100%. That's the only thing you can do. Just what you do after you make the mistake defines who you are, so.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the mentality of any elite corner and really anyone elite in any field is just to keep your head up after you make a mistake and just keep on grinding. And to kind of go off that, you know, how in general has, you know, the aspect of being part of such a team culture and being part of such a team sport as football, how have some lessons that you've learned in football really applied to your broader life?
A lot of people joke around and say we learn actually more life lessons through football than we do at school. This is a lot. It's just like family, commitment, all that. Not wanting to let the person next to you down. That's all great aspects. You can just keep going in real life outside of your sports or outside of football.
Yeah, 100%, man, agree with you there. And, you know, obviously, you know, talking about more about your commitment to Temple, this past year, we obviously had the coronavirus pandemic, and that affected a lot of athletes' decisions in committing to their next school for the next 4 years. Did the coronavirus affect your recruitment process and your decision-making process at all?
It kind of did. Just Temple's close to me, but I actually never actually visited. Like, I drove past it and all, but I never actually visited the school. And I had an earlier commitment to Colorado State there. I have never visited there or anything. So I just had to go through, like, the coaches, like, talking to other people around me and just trying to make the best decision because I had a lot of visits planned up. It just really affected me when I couldn't see it. So I just had to just next up, next step. I just had to look what's best for me and my family, and I found it.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm really, really excited to see what you could do at Temple. It seems like a really good fit for you, 100%, even with the pandemic not really letting you visit. But, you know, there's something that I want to shift to. It's kind of an interesting question that we ask everyone just because it usually brings out some kind of good story. It's a little off topic, but, you know, when you play football, what would you say is the story of your number that you wear on your back?
Number 10. My brother's up at Boston College. He wears number 5. All my life, he were number 5 or were number 10. So I guess it's just like 5 away from him. And he's a big inspiration. He's definitely someone I look up to. So that number is just what I wore since day one.
Yeah, that's definitely a great story there. You know, I personally knew that your brother is a running back for Boston College. So I definitely really like that, you know, sort of a role model figure for you, and always repping that number for the family is definitely an amazing story, man. One last question that I want to ask you before we wrap this one up is obviously, you know, I talked about the coronavirus pandemic and affecting the decision-making process. While the pandemic was going on back early on, obviously with football getting canceled and players not being able to practice, what did you do to stay ready to get back on the football field and give it your all?
I worked out every single day. Every single day, I'll say. I just grinded with my brother. Actually was home for a lot of it. Just grinded with him. Just what you do in the dark is what people are going to see when you actually get on the field. So I just try to put everything into it. worked out a lot. I gained some pounds. I got faster. I got stronger. I got smarter. And I just grinded. Only thing you can do.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, like you said, only thing you can do. And, you know, great to hear that you were staying ready, staying active during the pandemic where a lot of negative things were going on. You were creating positive things. So definitely, you know, that's some awesome stuff, man. But with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. Andrew, I want to thank you so much for being able to hop on the show today and talk with us, man. It was an absolute pleasure having you on the show. You got anything else you want to say before we sign off, man?
No problem. No problem. Anytime. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course, man. You know, like I said, it was an absolute pleasure being able to talk with you today, man. Nate, you got anything else you want to say before we sign off?
Yeah, just thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on, and super excited to see what you could do at Temple.
No problem, anytime.
Hey, 100%, man. We're going to be tuning in, waiting, watching Temple next season once you're on the team. But with that, I want to thank everyone for listening to today's episode. If you haven't, make sure you subscribe to the show and listen to all of our episodes. It will be greatly appreciated. And as well, follow our Instagram account at QF Podcast. We're trying to get to 7K by the end of December. And Andrew follows it himself. So be like Andrew, follow the Instagram, get us to 7K by the end of December. It will be greatly appreciated. But with that, I want to thank everyone for tuning in today, and we'll see you guys next time.